Why do you think there's so much more support for the president in the South than elsewhere?
Well, I think there's a historical reason. The only time our country has ever been faced with this impeachment cry and talk was back when Andrew Johnson was impeached. And at that time, it was purely a political game being played, and Johnson was a friend of the South. He was not acceptable to the Northern Republican liberal establishment. So maybe people grew up down there remembering that, and some of the older people may have heard their fathers or grandfathers talk about it. And maybe that has something to do with the view that the impeachment of the president is something engineered by the radical left, which therefore is against the best interests of the people of Mississippi. Another, though, and apparent and probably more real reason is that President Nixon received a tremendous vote in Mississippi, 79% of the vote in 72, and the people feel as though their vote should not be canceled out by the action of the Congress, particularly when it's their view there that the national press has pushed the issue, maybe created the issue. One other sort of sidelight effect is that the national press is not popular in Mississippi, and it hasn't been since the days when the people in Mississippi would be watching the evening news, and the only time they would ever hear anything about Mississippi or see any of their friends on TV would be in connection with an expose of the rank injustice and backward views of Mississippi and its people. And you watch that, and you read the papers, you read the what's been said in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the other big papers up east about you as a Mississippian. And it's always critical. And being there and knowing the people that you do and growing up with them and knowing that they're not all bad, but most of them are better than the people writing that stuff, they have a real serious distrust, if not dislike, for the people that are writing the network copy and that are writing the stories in the big Post and Times. So when the Times and Post and the networks come out with accusations against President Nixon and telling us that he ought to resign and that sort of thing, the people down there might just automatically react with the opposite. There's a suspicion that they may not be telling the whole story, or that they are so prejudiced against what's right that we should do just the opposite of what they're suggesting we should do. That may, in fact, be the most significant reason why they're opposed to the impeachment or resignation and why they continue to support him. Now, there are exceptions to it, but generally you're right. In Mississippi and the South, probably as a region, there's more support for the president than anywhere else in the country.
So in effect, he's viewed as somebody who has been friendly to the South. And he, as a Republican legislator from South Carolina, told me at the Atlanta meeting, said that the people view him, who support him in the South, view him as being, but I think the term he used is being beleaguered by the same people who used to beleaguer us.
That's an accurate view of it.
Is anything else?